let's look at the difference between the law and grace. The law condemns, grace saves. The law accuses, grace acquits. The law is rigid and inflexible. God's grace is the surgical scalpel that cuts out the cancerous effects of sin out of our soul. The law is a reflection of God's perfect holiness and perfection. Be like my Father in heaven who is perfect. But grace is otherworldly for an upside down economy in which Christ propitiates the sins of the thief, the harlot, the publican, the liar, the cheater, the addict, the politician and teacher, the doctor, the mom, the grandma, the janitor, even the preacher, the sinner just like you and me. Law demands justice. Grace is unmerited favor. Law can create self-righteousness. Grace leaves no room to boast. The law imprisons. Grace liberates. There's close to 1,500 laws on the books. Only one is needed in grace for the remission of sins. And for you rock and rollers out there, I fought the law and the law won. With grace, it's amazing how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. The gospel liberates us to be okay with not being okay. We know we're not okay, though we try very hard to convince ourselves and other people that we're basically fine. The gospel effectively tells us, relax, it's finished, the pressure's off. Because of the gospel, we have nothing to prove or protect. We can stop pretending. We can take off our masks and be real. The gospel frees us from trying to impress people, appease people, or measure up for people. The gospel frees us from the burden of trying to control what other people think about us. It frees us from the miserable, unquenchable pursuit to make something of ourselves by the using of others. When I use the term gospel, you can substitute the word grace. The gospel grants us the strength to admit we're weak and needy and restless, knowing that Christ's finished work has proven to be all the strength, fulfillment, and peace we could ever want and more. Because Jesus is our strength, our weaknesses don't threaten our sense of worth and value. Now we're free to admit our wrongs and weaknesses without feeling as our flesh is being ripped off our bones. When we understand that our significance, security, and identity are all anchored in Christ, we don't have to win. We're free to lose. And nothing in this broken world can beat a person who isn't afraid to lose. We'll be free to say crazy, risky, counterintuitive stuff like to live as Christ and to die as gain. Real, pure, unadulterated freedom happens when the resources of the gospel crush any sense of need to secure ourselves for anything beyond what Christ has already secured for us. What we see here in our lives is that love inspires what the law demands. The law prescribes good works, but only grace can produce them. Gratitude, generosity, honesty, compassion, acts of mercy and self-sacrifice, all requirements of the law spring unsummoned from a forgiven heart. This is how God works on us. He picks us, the least deserving, out of the crowd, insists upon being in a relationship with us, and creates in us a new heart, miraculously capable of pleasing, loving, and obeying Him.